Does anybody else out there want to hit the gong? Time's up. Step off the stage. Please make it stop. The Gong Show was an amateur talent show that aired back in the 70s, some in the 80s, and then was actually brought back for a season in 2017. So if you aren't familiar, just do a search and you'll get a glimpse into what I'm picturing when I say I want to hit the gong. On the show, like in any talent competitions, there are some good performers and some really bad ones. Well, on the Gong Show, right in mid-performance, if someone was horrible, one of the guest judges would strike a gigantic gong to make it all stop and go away. Anybody feel like you want to hit the gong now? Just stop the noise. Stop the off-key rhetoric and hate. Stop the awful performances and drama we are sometimes subject to. Make it go away. All week long, I've had the image of that enormous onstage gong. It's so loud, and no one ever denies what it means when it's hit. It means the show is over. Get off the stage. Your time is up. I'm done listening. So I had the Gong Show on my mind, right? And then in my Bible app, which I have on my phone, the next day, the verse of the day was this. 1 Corinthians 13:1. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. I was stopped in my tracks. Have you ever had God get your attention like that? You know that you know He wants you to focus on some truth in that moment. I already had the gong pictured in my mind. I could see it as I read this verse. I didn't want to rush past this moment, so I spent some time in 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. As with all scripture, context matters, and you can't really get chapter 13 unless you also look at chapter 12. Interesting enough, chapter 12 talks about gifts given and how there are diversities of gifts throughout the body of Christ. But through all the diversity, there is unity because the Spirit gives us gifts to bless and serve one another. Through all the diversity of gifts, when used to build up the body, not tear it down, we as believers are one. But the greatest of these gifts is love, and you can perform on your stage of life any gift you have been given, thinking you are going to win the world. But if you do not have love in how you use your gift, all anyone will ever hear is noise, a loud gong, and the world quickly wants nothing more than to get you off the stage. So I ask myself, God, am I using my gifts to build others up? Is the song of my life what I speak, what I comment, what I post, what I stand for, what I stand against, how I use my God-given gifts and voice? Is the result something beautiful to bless your people, or is it simply adding to the noise? That's the question I ask myself, and that's the question I ask you today. If you know Jesus, are you using the time you've been given on this life stage to love, or are you adding to the noise of the day, creating more moments where people watching simply want to hit the gong to keep you quiet? The spiritual gifts we have been given are for a purpose, but that purpose is not for our own glory or selfish gain. When the motive is love, when we expect nothing in return, those watching or on the receiving end want an encore. That's the truth. Use your God-given gifts and abilities right where God has you for such a time as this, but be sure and deliver them in the one thing we know will never fail, love. I'm Lori Klein.